The beginning of freedom from anger is silence of the lips when the heart is agitated. The middle is silence of the thoughts when there is mere disturbance of soul. And the end is imperturbable calm under the breath of unclean wind. Step 8, paragraph 4. This is amazing. There's stuff here that I can't do. The last part, I don't think I can really do. To have complete imperturbable calm, no matter what's happening. But the first I can do, and so can you. The beginning of freedom from anger, silence of the lips when the heart is agitated. Can we do that? Maybe not all the time, but we can do it some of the time. I once had someone say to me that I was suggesting that there was a person in the office that they didn't like at all. I said, we should go and say good morning and say, would you like to go have a cup of coffee? Oh, I can't do that. I'd be a hypocrite. No, you wouldn't be a hypocrite. You're doing what you should have been doing. It's not hypocritical to do what you should do. It's not hypocritical to force yourself to act as you should act, even if your heart does not feel that way. No, if you ask them to get a cup of coffee in order to get something you want, that's hypocrisy. But in order to do the right thing, it's not hypocrisy. And actually, they started doing that, and it really changed. The relationship changed, and this person was no longer such a goad to them, made them angry anymore. Merely because the behavior had been changed. Not the heart, the behavior. And then the heart started to change and followed it. So the beginning of changing our heart is often the changing of our behavior. And then we will have, as St. John says, the middle is silence of the thoughts. In other words, we don't even have that bad thought, that angry thought, that irritable thought, that judgmental thought about such a person. Usually our sins are about people for the most part. It's a progression. Be willing to be part of the process and trust that this process works to, as the previous paragraph said, paragraph 1, gradually pour water on our passions with our mourning, and gradually the fire goes out. If we learn to act correctly to people, even if we don't feel right about it, we want to say something about them, but we don't. We've sinned by wanting to say a sinful thing. But God will certainly respond if we have buttoned up our lip and not said anything. And if there's 10 times that you want to say something bad to somebody in a week, and 8 of them you don't, or even just, let's say, just 3 of them you don't, God will build on that, and you will gradually become able to have your heart reflect what your body is doing or not doing. Your body is not lashing out against that person, and your heart will learn to follow. The heart affects the body, and the body affects the heart. Of course, I'm speaking of the soul, right? The soul abides in the heart. This is great news. This is why I read the latter. It's very exciting to me, because there's things that I can do here. There's things I can't do, but there's things I can do. Reminds me of the idea of how you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. I don't mean to trivialize this, but really, in our spiritual life, one event at a time, we do the right thing. And eventually, we'll be thinking the right thing. And eventually, it won't be just one or two events. It'll be most of them. And then eventually, it'll be all of them. This is the progression to perfection in the Christian life. May the prayers of John Climacus help us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.